June 17, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Arguing with God. Opening prayer. Father, open my heart as well as my mind as I read your word today. Read Romans chapter 9, verses 19 through 29. One of you will say to me, then why does God still blame us? For who is able to resist his will? But who are you, a human being, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to the one who formed it, why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for special purposes and some for common use? What if God, although choosing to show his wrath and make his power known, bore with great patience the objects of his wrath, prepared for destruction? What if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to the objects of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory, even us whom he also called, not only from the Jews, but also from the Gentiles? As he says in Hosea, I will call them my people who are not my people, and I will call her my loved one who is not my loved one. And in the very place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they will be called children of the living God. Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the Israelites be like the sand by the sea, only the remnant will be saved. For the Lord will carry out his sentence on earth with speed and finality. It is just as Isaiah said previously, unless the Lord Almighty had left us descendants, we would have become like Sodom. We would have been like Gomorrah. Reflect. Are there things you find frustrating where you just can't see God working? Sometimes we just can't understand what God is doing. Some may even doubt God, assuming that they know better. It's not wrong to seek understanding, but at the foundation of our faith is the knowledge that God is God and trusting in him. He is not answerable to human beings. He is the potter, we are the clay, and he shapes our lives according to his purposes. Paul explains to his Roman Jewish listeners that God's people are not only the Jews. His plan, his mercy, his love are for Gentiles too. All peoples on earth. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. He reminds them of what God said in the book of Hosea, calling the people his children when others did not. Shocking though it might have seemed to some, God's plans have always been for all people, and not all Jewish people will be saved. Verse 27. We are human and do not have the right to question God's judgment. Yet, through our faith, Gentile or Jew, we are caught up in his family, and this is the Lord Almighty's doing. Whoever we are, whatever our background, we are loved by him and are now called children of the living God. Apply. In what ways do you look to God and even join him in what he is doing on behalf of both Jews and Gentiles throughout the world, drawing them to himself? Closing prayer. Lord God, thank you for bringing me into your family. Help me to trust you, to accept that you know best, even when I don't understand what you are doing.